This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Big week, big doings, and so we're here with members of the Good Day Clan and other Steffen programs like the DJV Show to discuss with the hosts of these programs and other interested parties the information from Talkers Magazine this week, the charts for the week of January 16th to the 20th, stories, people. Don't know that there are any big surprises here. As you might imagine, most of it is wrapped around the events of the weekend, which celebrate the next president of the United States getting into office and all of the ancillary things that go along with that. So let's see what we can come up with, courtesy of the mind and mouth of Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm on my farm in Massachusetts at the moment, and Victoria Keelan is in New York City. Lots of places to observe and think. The miracle of modern media brings us to a point of feeling like we are right there. Earlier this week, as you'll remember, Victoria, we had a conversation with Jim Bohannon, who is a very well-known talk radio host, hosts an evening program on Westwood One on lots of stations around the country, also is one of the announcers on the parade route. And he had some good stories, but I thought the best one was that, Richie, I don't know whether you heard us talking about this when you were wandering around the halls or not. The first time he did this was when Jimmy Carter was inaugurated in January of 1977, and he's been doing it since then. As have others, but you know, the only guy that got any attention was the old guy who was shown the door. But to his credit, he didn't bow out. As a matter of fact, he was better for him because he got paid $20,000 to be a host and a commentator on NBC for the inaugural stuff this weekend. Anyway, so Bohannon gets the call and he's told to report to one of the hotels. I want to say the Woodward, but I don't. It's not important. It's on the Willard. Willard, that's another one. Yeah, it's the Willard. So he goes to the Willard, got his credentials, walks through where there are a number of agents, and they look at his badge. They pay no attention to him, and he walks in and gets in the elevator, goes up to the room that is on the parade route, look out the windows. I think he was a fourth floor, seventh floor or something. And he sees nobody. Nobody checks him out when he goes on the elevator. Nobody checks him out when he gets off the elevator. Nobody checks him out when he walks into the suite. Nobody checks him out at all. In the room are a couple of Jimmy Carter's staffers. That's it. No Secret Service, no police, no nothing. So what he said to us on the air, Victoria, you remember, Richie, was that he could have brought a gun with him. He wasn't checked out. There was no extra nothing. He could have been Oliver. He could have been... what's his face the guy who shot Kennedy? Well, I didn't.
Lee Harvey Oswald?
He could have been Lee Harvey Oswald, that's what he said. I could have been Lee Harvey Oswald. That nobody would have.
He's talking about back in 76.
Yeah.
Wow.
He couldn't do it now, but certainly. Sure. I thought that was pretty astonishing as a remembrance of
how things have changed. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I mean, so, I cannot tell you how many times a week some part of D.C. is shut down for a quote-unquote suspicious package.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All the time. All the time.
Yeah, this is one of those things.
That happens in New York, too, every day.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
So let's go through the stories anyway. Lady Gaga, and whether or not she can talk about Trump, the NFL says, well, I guess this was a report, but it was negated because the NFL said they didn't say any such thing. The idea was Lady Gaga was told, at least the story was, that she couldn't talk politics during the halftime show at the Super Bowl. And so that apparently was more fake news.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right in that?
It seems to be. Her people said that that conversation never happened. The NFL said it never happened. Les Moonves was caught on TMZ. He was asked about it and said that that doesn't happen. So it's interesting.
He's the chairman of CBS.
Although I would imagine that the NFL is a little nervous about that happening.
Well, she doesn't need to do it. I mean, she's there to entertain. That's the thing.
I don't think
she's talking about Meryl Streep and what she said at the award ceremony. That's not why they're there, because they got the award because they're good at what they do. I don't, for one, care I mean, I would suspect what their feelings are. So it doesn't enlighten me any to hear them say again or to see, like during this weekend, Alec Baldwin is all over the place and Robert De Niro is all over the place. There's no surprise there. They all, right. Everybody knows what they're going to say. So
yeah, Meryl Streep, she was in a friendly room in a friendly town in a friendly program. You know, okay, whatever.
Right. So is Gaga in that same space?
I don't think it's that's such a friendly space.
No, I would think that
NFL
would be a
fans.
Very bad move. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I think a good portion of the audience would not like that.
No. And besides that, not only that, she's going to be up on the roof of the stadium. Did you perform on the roof? Yes.
Yeah,
that's one of those stadiums that opens up. You know, they open, it's a dome stadium. So
they're trying to figure out a way to drop her down onto the field.
I've got a couple suggestions for you.
You don't like Lady Gaga?
No, actually, it's funny because I was just getting ready to say, with Alec Baldwin, he's so funny, I give him a pass. Okay, whatever, he's Alec Baldwin. With Meryl Streep, great, great actress, no problem. And like I said, it's no surprise, so whatever.
Right.
Same thing with Pacino. Lady Gaga surprises me with myself. I know where she stands. I don't agree with where she stands. But you know what? She is a phenomenal singer and musician.
Right.
And I love it that she did this dumpster bar tour thing.
The dive bar tour.
And had she come to D.C. and I would have been able to get to, I would have gone to see it just because I think it's a cool idea for a big star to do a dive bar tour. Mm-hmm. So, you know, once again, you have to be able to separate the talent from their opinions. It's just,
well, I think from everything she has said on social media, this is something she's wanted to do her whole life, and she literally said, I've been prepared for this moment since I was 4 years old. This is something I've always wanted to do. I think this is going to be performance and artistry, and that's it. I don't think she's going to mess with anything other than giving the best performance she can possibly give. Mm-hmm. I think everyone's creating
best for
some
everybody
sort of hoopla
if that's what she does.
Yep. Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. All right, so anyway, that was number 10. We'll get to number 9 and the rest of them as their importance increases here. There's a certain predictability about what's at the top, so we won't necessarily spend too much time with the stories on the top because they're what more can you say about all of this stuff other than perhaps an interesting comment that was kind of fun, or an exchange that was kind of fun between Rick Perry and one of his what you would have thought would be a naysayer at his confirmation hearing. We'll get to that in a matter of moments here. 14 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown. And now, Geico Saving Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like she discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Kriebel.
A friend of mine recently interviewed a potential employee who she thought seemed like a good fit for the job. So she called the former employer, who was listed as a reference, just to be sure. Reference checking is routine due diligence for businesses, but this former employer said, I can confirm that he worked here, but on the advice of our lawyer, I can't tell you anything at all about him. Many business people are given similar advice, and it makes references meaningless for the employer and the employee. We should look through the lens of liberty and realize that we are letting lawsuits and the fear of lawsuits destroy our common sense, our entrepreneurial spirit, and our system of free enterprise.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. According to the CDC, one in three adults in the United States has high blood pressure. Uncontrolled hypertension increases your risk for heart attack, stroke, and kidney problems. Dr. Vincent Canzanello.
If you say, what is the absolute normal blood pressure, it's probably less than 120 over 80, as opposed to the classic less than 140 over 90.
For most adults with hypertension, there's no identifiable cause, but one factor is age.
Our systolic blood pressures start to increase once we're in our 50s, and it's a continuous increase, such that by in our 80s, probably 80% of the population will be defined as having hypertension.
Our recent study shows that lowering blood pressure to 120 over 80 greatly reduces the incidence of heart failure and stroke. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
And now, Geico Saving Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
17 past the hour. Hello, how do you do? To KSYC listeners, AM 1490 in Eureka, California. Nice to have you on board listening to the program every week. It is our attempt to bring you around to understanding, through a little bit of research, what others are talking about around the country so you can see if what's going on your station agrees with what's going on elsewhere. A lot of these this information comes not only from surveying the local stations and programs, but the hosts around the country who are doing national syndicated shows. All right, so we're at going through these stories from number 10 to number 1. Number 9, the arrest of Noor Salman, the wife of the Orlando shooter. But the interesting anecdotal side story here, Victoria, may be even more interesting. I mean, in terms of quote-unquote interest, okay, so she got arrested. But there's a side story that's trending that is as interesting, if not more interesting, than her arrest.
Yeah, when Noor Salman was first arrested, when the news hit, everyone scrambled to get the story out first, which everyone does and often makes a lot of mistakes, and they made a big mistake. Someone did a Google image for her name, and a reporter whose name is Noor Tagori, she is a Muslim American, she is a news reporter and blogger, and she is sort of famously the first Muslim reporter woman female who wears the hijab, and her picture got put on the article of the Orlando shooter's they basically replaced her picture with the wife. So it ended up blowing up, and everyone picked up the story, and everyone was circulating the wrong picture. And she ended up having to make statements saying, I'm me, and I'm not the wife of the Orlando shooter.
Right.
And it was bad for her career.
Wow.
I mean, it was terrible. It was a really big mistake that somebody made, and it just kept getting perpetuated like fake news.
Because everybody in the news business wants to be first.
It's like
so
fake
they
news,
shoot
you know?
First and aim later. That's
yeah.
what happens in these circumstances. You know, somebody picks, oh, yeah, look at this woman. Let's get her on the front page. And they weren't right.
So Noor Tagori is now trying to handle this and still be a news reporter. And people now say, oh, that's the woman who was married to the Orlando shooter. And it's
right.
not. So
yeah. And they look similar. And they also, in their burqas, you know, even look
Well, they don't look
similar.
Anything alike. That's the other thing.
Well, the burqa is what the... that's where people get confused, don't you think?
Well, there was no burqa on the wife of the Orlando...
No.
And that's what's even worse. It was literally so stereotypical and racist. It was just, oh, yeah, there's a woman named Noor, N-O-O-R, and she's wearing a hijab that must be
her.
Yeah. And it was horrible. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. Ay. Okay, so that's number 9. Number 8, the report that we have just been through the hottest year on record. Of course, that's nonsense. It may be in terms of the records that have been kept since the 1880s, but to suspect that this is the hottest year that the planet has ever seen is complete and utter nonsense.
Well,
it was
hotter than last year.
Well,
so
I'm not
for
saying
the last
that.
3 years
saying
in a row,
that
it's
what
been
they
hotter
present
each year.
Is that this is the hottest year on record.
Okay, on
record. Since 1880, but that doesn't count for 4 billion years ago and how hot it was on the planet then when it was molten lava. All right. So anyway, that was my spin on that. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Coast to coast. 23 after the hour. This is the overview, courtesy of the Good Day Gang and the DJV Gang, of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Our observations are being Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the top 10 stories of the week, and we've been through Lady Gaga and the arrest of the wife of the Orlando shooter. And then the climate control bunkum that comes. I think, you know what I found very interesting? And maybe, Richie, we can bring in the Al Franken, Rick Perry clip. When Rick Perry, who's been nominated to be the Secretary of whatever it is, the Interior, no, was it the
Energy?
Energy.
Energy, yeah.
Right. Okay. Because, well, I'll tell the story in order. So he's up at Capitol Hill. And he's being grilled by the members of the committee, which includes Al Franken, senator from Minnesota, former SNL star, radio star, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So here's one of the most amusing exchanges in all of this stuff this week between Franken and Perry.
Senator Franken.
Governor, Senator, thank you so much for coming into my office. Did you enjoy meeting me?
I hope you were as much fun on that dais as you were on your couch.
Well.
May I rephrase that, sir?
Please. 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 Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
Well, I think we found our Saturday Night Live soundbite.
I think that's probably very true.
That's funny.
That's going to make it. So anyway, during the course of the hearing, Franken and others were grilling him because he had said 5 years ago that he, when he was running for president the first time, that he thought the Energy Department ought to go. And so most people looked upon that Riley, W-R-Y, as whether this was a sort of a plan from Trump who put somebody in charge to get rid of it or not. But then He said he had changed his mind. In fact, he changed his mind on a lot of things, including, and I think he was asked this question point blank, about climate change and the impact of what human beings are doing to the planet on the weather here. And he said that he believed in part that humans were responsible for some of the problem. And that's pretty much right from the Doug Steffen playbook, but it is not from a lot of the people who have supported him in the past, who don't believe that the energy burning, the use of fossil fuels is doing anything to the planet, and that most of the climate change stuff is junk science, which it's not. But it was interesting to see him not wiggle, not squirm. He was quite good. Of the ones I haven't watched, didn't watch all of them this week, but I did watch a little of that, and I thought he presented himself well, frankly. The one that I'm skeptical about is the one that was announced late in the week, just before the inauguration, Sonny Perdue, former governor of Georgia, former congressman and senator from Georgia, is the new secretary of ag. I am a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I will tell you that many of my friends who are into family farming, not big corporate farming, are a bit concerned, but there's never been a secretary of agriculture who came from the South. So having said that, you have an open mind other than the fact that he, as governor of Georgia, wanted to put the Confederate flag back in the State House. So I don't know how much good that's going to do him as he goes for his confirmation hearing. But
I thought Betsy DeVos represented herself pretty well for education secretary.
Well, a lot of people wanted to grill her because of her stand on vouchers.
They did. Well, they grilled her on her family. You know, her family's billions of dollars, and they had apparently given $200 million to different conservative campaigns. And they said, is that why you're here? And she's like, no, I'm here because I've worked 30 years in the education industry.
Yeah. She's the Amway family. That's what people are alluding to. All right, so there we are, working our way back to you, 28 past the hour on our countdown overview.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get back to our conversation here, 34 after the hour. Our reflection on the charts from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. You can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the work that's been done there to put lipstick on some of these pigs that are in the stories this week. I say that lovingly. Although I don't know how, number six, we've gone through from 10 to 7. 10 is Lady Gaga. Orlando Killer's Wife Arrested is number 9. The Weather Report's number 8. Economic Summit number 7. Nobody paid much attention to that because not much came out of it anyway. Number 6, the plans for the Affordable Health Care Act. I must admit that this has not been something that I followed. Richie, I always turn to you when it comes to this anyway, because you are one of the examples of how Obamacare did not work. So as they talk about changing it, not dumping it, they really, you know, for public relations purposes, they want you to think, oh, I'm going to get rid of it. Not going to get rid of it. They really can't get rid of it. And they won't get rid of it. They'll refine it to fix problems like the one you've had.
There's two parts to it, and it's, you know, repeal and replace. And the media will have you believe that they are repealing it with no replacement in mind, it's going to be repealed, like, come Monday. You're not going to have any insurance.
Don't have any more, yeah,
right. Which is not true. And there are two parts to it. There are the parts that are the taxable parts of the law, and then there are the parts that Congress had to pass. Anything that is a fiscal part of the law can be overturned easily. Mm-hmm. Anything that was passed by Congress, not so much.
Yeah.
So they're taking the pieces, the bits and pieces of it, and they will, just for the sake of PR, repeal it immediately. And then over the course of the next year to 3 years, replace as they can. So you're going to start to see plans come out saying, okay, this part of the Affordable Care Act is going to be replaced with this and that part. So it's not a wholesale, just chuck it all out the window and let's wait 2 years until we come up with another plan.
All right. So how does this affect you, Victoria? Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan here in our discussion, the overview, if you will, of some of these topics. I don't think we've talked about this. You're in a relationship. You'll have a family. So I'm wondering how, as you listen to Rich tell his story, how you've been impacted by, in your own healthcare situation, insurance and that sort of thing.
Well, I didn't have health insurance for a long time until Obamacare came along, and that, you know, that was amazing to have health insurance. I mean, as a woman, especially at my age in what they call, you know, the childbearing age, you know, it's essential to have health insurance, and to not have it and to have to pay everything out of pocket was very, very expensive. So I was on Obamacare for, I guess, about 2 years, maybe, or, you know, a year and a half, maybe. And now, because Lewis and I live together, and in the state of New York, we, thank you to the gays, we are domestic partners. So I'm on his health insurance through his work, through his company.
Oh, good. All right, so you're all set then.
Which is not great coverage, to be honest. It's very expensive, and it's not great. But if the government repeals and replaces with something better, then I would switch back to the Affordable Care.
Yeah. Okay, got it. That's that basic discussion, though.
But the plan that you got was better than the one you were getting from the Obamacare, so you went to it.
No, it was just cheaper. Though I had better coverage. I actually had a lot better coverage under Obamacare, but it just got too expensive.
And you know, and that's the main thing.
That's the main issue.
Is that people like you, okay, either A, didn't need or felt they didn't need health care, or it just wasn't worth their money, and they didn't want to pay it. They didn't feel it was important to pay it. And guys like Doug and I need people like you and your boyfriend to help level out the cost of insurance. And without that, the whole thing doesn't work, and that's the problem we ran into.
Well, the thing that when I remember back to paying insurance when I had it, now I have Medicare, but the years before that, probably 8-10 years before that, I was paying, and each year I would change the deductible because I could afford the deductible, at least up until 2008, I could afford the deductible, which was $5,000, so I might have paid over the course of a year.
That's the deductible we have now, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's
well, I mean, it doesn't, all the other thing, it takes a long time to get to, let's hope you don't have the experiences to get you to the deductible total.
Right.
You know, that's the certainty.
Well, that's funny.
Before you get there, it's out of your pocket.
Here at the radio network, when we redid our insurance for this year, which we had to do every year since this thing came out to navigate around just the incredible expenses passed on to our employees, we picked up part of that deductible. So they pay the first part of it, and then the network takes over the second part of it, in the hopes that most of our staff, being under 40, wouldn't really go over the deductible and it wouldn't cost the company a lot of money. So we're gambling a little bit. But one of the things that we had to do was take the president of the network and put him on Medicare because he's age appropriate now to get him off of the plan.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But it's, I mean, you have to, and this is what every small business is going through, is we had to do this, A, so that our employees wouldn't get crushed, and then we're taking the gamble for them this year, and hopefully everything works and we're able to, you know, come out on the other side of this and have a renegotiated health care plan.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's that. Let's see what happens the next week or two. It'll be important to see how this shakes out. At number five this week on the countdown, moving to number one, and frankly, all of this stuff kind of plays in together. The relationship we will have with Trump, the speculation on it, what Trump said about NATO, or the Russians feel threatened because the NATO alliance is not good for them, and blah, 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 blah. I don't know. Anybody want to comment on that, or shall we move on? It's a lot of blah, blah.
Yeah, it's a lot of blah, blah.
You know, just, again, like the insurance thing, if you listen to the media, they would have you think that the Russians were walking in the voting booths
right.
and holding, duct taping people's hands to behind their back and pulling the blood before them. It's just, it's so blown out of proportion.
News media, Richie.
It's something we definitely need to, because the Russians were definitely spreading propaganda, and that's something we need to attack immediately. Mm-hmm. But did it change the election? Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I think that remains to be seen. I mean, I don't think that it's a good practice for even the president-elect to be doubting all of our top all the top people who do security and national security and intelligence and the CIA. I mean, it seems like why I don't know. I think that there's going to be a lot more that's going to come out.
They've brought it about themselves.
Oh, the story's not
over. They've created the situation they're living under themselves in terms of the leadership. I don't know that the down in the trenches, people are responsible, but the leadership's responsible
one thing
for
I
all
know for sure.
Of us looking askance at these organizations.
If Hillary Clinton didn't have her server in her basement, much of this wouldn't be a story.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting way of looking at it. Well, apparently, I saw something this week that suggested that this has been going on for a long time. She's not the first by any stretch.
Oh, no. She's definitely not the first. All of them did it before her.
Yeah.
But all of them were, it was a totally different time. The last 8 years, technology has advanced so much that hacking is so much easier and so much more of a danger, mm-hmm. and protecting you from being hacked is so much more advanced.
Is that more of the issue than having the secret exchanges back and forth with phony names and passwords and stuff? Is it more important that we've technologically gotten to a time where we have to be careful, not that they used private servers, but that there is a danger that the servers can be hacked? It seems to me the bigger...
Right, when Colin Powell was Secretary of State...
Same thing.
No, it wasn't. There was not. You were not going to have some ISIS guy sitting in a cave with a satellite connection being able to hack his...
No, that's what I'm saying. He did the same thing using private servers.
Correct. Right. Yeah. And Condi Rice. There was... Yeah. The people, the black hatters out there, could not have hacked into them as easily as they can now and in the last 8 years.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the review of the hot hits in talk radio behind the scenes. And so as we were looking at the stories, what came out, what sort of hit your fancy in our conversations in these 2 hours every week. At number 10, Lady Gaga and what she's going to do during the Super Bowl. At number 9, the arrest of the wife of the fellow that killed those 49 people in Orlando last year. Number 8, what are the hottest numbers, that is, temperature-wise? Do we have a record or not? Number 7, what went on at the World Economic Summit is a snooze fest, generally speaking. The plans for healthcare. Number 6, relations with NATO allies and the Russians. Number 5 in conversation, Chelsea Manning at number 4. Let's see, number 3, the confirmation hearings continuing, the last days of Mr. Obama and his presidency, number 2, and the inauguration, that's number 1, and that's the way the story list looks this week. All right, up next, our consideration of what happens to Chelsea Manning, or what happened. I guess it could be present tense, could be past tense. We'll figure it out as we talk about it in a moment here on the Countdown Overview, 43 past the hour.
Now, Geico Savings Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. According to the CDC, 1 in 3 adults in the United States has high blood pressure. Uncontrolled hypertension increases your risk for heart attack, stroke, and kidney problems. Dr. Vincent Canzanello.
If you say, what is the absolute normal blood pressure, it's probably less than 120 over 80, as opposed to the classic less than 140 over 90.
For most adults with hypertension, there's no identifiable cause, but one factor is age.
Our systolic blood pressures start to increase once we're in our 50s, and it's a continuous increase such that by in our 80s, probably 80% of the population will be defined as having hypertension.
Our recent study shows that lowering blood pressure to 120 over 80 greatly reduces the incidence of heart failure and stroke. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
A friend of mine recently interviewed a potential employee who she thought seemed like a good fit for the job. So she called the former employer, who was listed as a reference just to be sure. Reference checking is routine due diligence for businesses, but this former employer said, "I can confirm that he worked here, but on the advice of our lawyer, I can't tell you anything at all about him." Many business people are given similar advice, and it makes references meaningless for the employer and the employee. We should look through the lens of liberty and realize that we are letting lawsuits and the fear of lawsuits destroy our common sense, our entrepreneurial spirit, and our system of free enterprise.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
And now, Geico Savings Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
Continuing on with our review, the actual specifics, sometimes we get off on tangents. I know you find that hard to believe on the countdown, but in terms of the people list, the official list from Talkers Magazine, here's how it shapes up. Lady Gaga is at number 10, Noor Salman, the wife of the Orlando shooter who was arrested, number 9, Bad Vlad Pukin Putin, number 8, Chelsea Manning, number 7, Steve Mnuchin, number 6, Tom Price at 5, Betsy DeVos at number 4, and her Amway background, does that qualify her for Secretary of Education, or what does qualify her? The questions asked by lots of people in the hearing. Let's see, number 3, Mike Pence, the Vice President, number 2, former President Obama, and number 1, Donald Trump. That's the way the list shapes up. Trump will stay at the top of the list, I think, for the foreseeable future. And let's wish for good things for all of us and our country as we move ahead. All right, 47 after the hour now, going through the final list of the top three stories all have to do with the inauguration, the last days of Obama, and the confirmation hearings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But number 4 is the focus on Chelsea Manning and the commutation of his sentence, which I thought was appropriate. A lot of people threw rocks at me when I said that. There were people who apparently were so compromised that they were eliminated, people that were on that list. But there was so much other material that came, and I'm not passing it off lightly, but there was so much other important information that came out of it. It was sad. I was sad for the sacrifice, but I think that this fellow and WikiLeaks, as much of it's anathema to a lot of people, and the likes of Snowden did us a public service by having this information, which we would not have gotten any other way, come out to see how scurrilous what's going on in this government that's done things that are done in our name as the government, the horrors that were upended, if you will, by this, I think were worth what he did, and I'm glad he got commuted. His sentence got commuted. Richie?
I think he should spend the rest of his life in jail, but do agree that we deserve to know and should know the things that we know now, and happy we know them, but at the same time, I'm a rules guy. Rules are rules. You break the rules, you go to jail.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Victoria?
I agree with you. I think that when President Obama said, compared to other sentences and other crimes similar, the sentencing was disproportionate. So, yeah.
Like all the other drug offenders, people who are just doing harm to themselves, what are they in jail for? They shouldn't be in jail.
Right.
I maintained that all along. White-collar criminals shouldn't be in jail. All those people should be let out. Only people in jail are rapists and murderers, hardcore criminals. That's it. The people who sell drugs, murderers, rapists, those people should be in jail. And there should only be one sentence for them, rest of their lives. Unlike that. Mm-hmm. Just, you do commit any of those crimes, you go to jail and you stay for the rest of your life. That's it. But when it comes to these other offenses, white-collar crime, what's-his-face shouldn't be in jail. All his money should have been taken away.
Bernie Madoff.
And he should be doing a public service job working for the city of New York for $11
an hour. Yep, I agree. 100%.
Going to jail
hacking
and us paying for him to sit there and rot.
Their money.
Sorry. 10 minutes for the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
We are at 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time, and an overview is appropriate for the balance of this segment, focusing on the top five stories from the world of technology this past week. Counting down from number five to number one is Victoria Keelan with a thought on this new app that makes exercising fun, I think, in a way, don't you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a new app for treadmills, and it plays Steadicam footage of different routes and races around the world, and you can it plays on your tablet. So when you're on the treadmill and you're stuck indoors in the winter, which is never fun and it gets really boring, if you want to change your scenery, you put your tablet in front of you, you download this footage. It's from a company called Outside Interactive, and you can find any different scenery that you want, and you literally bring the outdoors to you, and you can, it looks like you're running or jogging or walking, whatever your speed is. It will sync to your speed, so you can be in the woods, you could be on the beach, you can be wherever you want. So it's kind of a really neat, fun way to keep inspired throughout the winter until you can get back outside.
You can go where you want to go.
There's no tree stumps to trip over, Kara.
Right.
All right. Number four this week on our tech hot list.
Alibaba, which we think of Amazon as being the number one e-commerce site, but actually Alibaba is the number one global site, which I think is like three or four times bigger than Amazon. They announced earlier this week they are really cracking down on counterfeit products, and counterfeit products are everywhere online. You have to be really careful now what you're buying, and they found that 63% of counterfeit goods come from China, which is not really surprising. Because, you know, I mean, when you even we did a story a few months ago about the Apple iPhone chargers. And when you buy them on Amazon and they're $10 or $15, they're fake and they're made in China. And they were shocking people. You would plug them in and you'd get a spark. And it was a big warning at the time from Apple saying, look, you know, only buy authentic Apple products. You have to really be careful. Only buy authentic name brand products. The problem, though, that Alibaba has found is that even though it says Samsung or it says Apple on it, they're still counterfeit. So they're trying to really crack down on this. And this is in the trillions, $1.7 trillion they found of counterfeit products in 2015. So, and that's the most recent data they have. So we know that this is on the rise, and this is something Alibaba really is trying to combat.
All right, next up, number three, a focus on your Gmail.
Gmail had a pretty bad hacking incident this week. People were getting random emails from people in their contact list, so it looks like your friend is emailing you, but there's nothing in the subject line, and there's nothing in the actual email except an attachment. That is always a warning sign. Even
danger,
if it's
danger.
From a name that you know, if there's nothing there and it doesn't look like it's someone saying, you know, hey, Doug, how's it going? It's so-and-so. If it's just an attachment, do not click on it. It looks legitimate. It looks real, except if you really look closely, it's fuzzy. So if you see an image that's fuzzy in an email in your Gmail account, do not click on it. A lot of people have fallen victim to this. Even tech writers have been talking about it. They've also fallen victim to it. And, of course, it's a hacking phishing scam. So yeah. You have to really be careful with pretty much everything you open now in your emails.
The giveaway is if you see something that you know, it may say that it's from a friend or whomever, mm-hmm. but if it's not something that person would say, dump it.
Right.
And number two.
And if it's something that if someone doesn't say anything, then dump it immediately. Yeah, just right. Do not click on it. And Netflix had a similar problem this week as well. It looks like you're getting a legitimate email from Netflix. If you're not a Netflix subscriber, delete it immediately. But if you are a Netflix subscriber, a lot of people also had this issue. It looks legitimate, except it asks you for your credit card information and your Social Security number. If anyone ever asks you for that, do not. Just delete it immediately, report it to Netflix. The problem with this phishing scam, this is very high tech, it takes you to the actual Netflix site after you've given their information.
Really?
So it looks really legitimate, but this is really dangerous, and a lot of people have fallen victim to this week.
All right, just in time for the inaugural weekend, a new virtual tour of the White House. Number one.
Number one, Facebook 360 launched an interactive virtual reality tour of the White House. If you've never been able to see inside some of the public rooms and some of the non-public rooms, this is a final parting gift from the Obamas. They wanted everyone to see what the White House looks like. You get to see the girls' bedrooms, and you get to see all the private rooms. Which is really cool and not open to the public. So you can go and see that, and it is free.
It really, I looked at it a little bit. I didn't see the whole thing, but it's quite well done. It really is.
It's very cool.
I've been in the White House four or five times, but you never get to go to the places that you really kind of want to see.
Yep, so upstairs.
It's cool. Good. All right. Nice job, Victoria Keelan, with the update here. Top five tech stories of the week at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.